defense is back like the 1990s in the NBA playoffs. Sammy, I got two stats about defense going on right now in the NBA playoffs. I'm going to give you. One is real. One is fake. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. Stat number one. Last night, the Oklahoma City Thunder gave up 100 points for the first time this playoffs. Stat number two. Without Rudy Gobert on the floor, the Minnesota Timberwolves are third in defensive rating in the NBA. Which stat's real? Which one's fake, bro?
They both sound real and fake at the same time, so that was good. But I'm going to go with the second one being real, despite Rudy Gobert being the defensive player of the year for the third time, fourth time, whatever it is. I'm assuming that based on matchups, when he comes out, the Wolves have phenomenal players on defense, and they're still able to be a rock-solid defense when he's off the floor for those matchups.
Sammy, you're wrong. They are a rock-solid defense during without Rudy Gobert on the floor. They are not third in defensive rating without Rudy Gobert on the floor. They're first without Rudy Gobert.
So my whole theory is correct.
Whole theory was exactly correct. They're still freaking amazing on defense with or without Rudy Gobert. And the Thunder last night gave up 100 points for the first time this playoffs.
Yeah, well, that's pretty crazy, actually.
Yeah, I know. I was like, you're giving me all these reasonings why. And I'm like, man, he's so right about his reasonings, but they're even better than he expected.
Yeah, I mean, the Wolves in general, it doesn't matter who's on the court. I think their philosophy makes them the best defense we've seen since like 90s basketball. Maybe since like the Pistons in 04, if we want to put it in perfect perspective, that big mans and guards that all play defense.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. And speaking of that, I got a quiz for you because you mentioned something. So, Sammy, I had a little hiccup there. Let's start that again. Sammy, only four players have won the Defensive Player of the Year 3+ times. Can you name all four?
Yikes. Rudy Gobert.
Rudy Gobert, obviously, the French man.
Four times.
Yeah. No, wow. Four players have won it 3+ times.
Rudy Gobert.
Rudy Gobert. All right, Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert.
What about Robbie Gobert?
Robbie Gobert
his
did
twin
not.
Brother. Okay. Nope.
If you want to just put Victor Wembanyama on the list now because he's going to do that, like you can't.
He might not. They might start giving it to guards. You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
Did Michael Jordan win three of them?
No, he won one.
Why is this so? How are these all older players?
They're all like in our lifetime.
Really, that's surprising. Ben Wallace?
Ben Wallace is one of them.
Wow. All right. I did not expect to get that.
2-4-4. Okay. Ben Wallace.
Ben Wallace. Wow. I was really not expecting to get that one. Marc Gasol.
Marc Gasol did not.
He won two, I think.
Two, yeah.
Are they all big men?
They're all big men.
Defensive player of the year. I'm just going to start rattling off some big men like Patrick Ewing.
No.
Dikembe Mutombo.
Yeah, that was definitely a hint on purpose there with the finger wag. Dikembe Mutombo.
So there's one left?
There's one left.
Did Tim Duncan win any of you?
No. By the way, Gobert, Wallace, Mutombo are the only ones to win it four times.
Okay. So Ben Wallace, Dikembe Mutombo, Rudy Gobert. Marc Gasol wasn't one you said.
No.
Shaq didn't do that. Not Duncan. Big man. What, can you just give me one hint, and then if I don't get it, I don't get it. Like,
yeah,
the era.
Sure, the era is our era.
That's
like
okay,
this bro. Era, like this era, but just retired. Well, not even retired. He probably still wants to play.
I should have got Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard is correct.
I should have had that. My bad.
It's all good. So yeah, that's Wallace, Mutombo, Dwight Howard, and now Rudy Gobert.
Okay, well. Speaking of that, George, I know after the quiz, we always do our opinions. One of my main opinions on the day and one of yours. Right. And this is a perfect segue for my opinion.
Perfect. Love that.
So I want to go first today. And my opinion is, in especially based off of how that quiz just went, or that questionnaire just went, there should be, and you know I feel this way, but there should be a big man defensive player of the year award, and there should be a guard defensive player of the year award.
You're preaching to the damn choir.
Yeah, I don't really understand the concept. For example, over the next 10 years, let's say, over the next 10 years, you're going to have Victor Wembanyama and Rudy Gobert fighting for the next 5 years. Let's say we're going to have Victor Wembanyama and Rudy Gobert fighting over the defensive player of the year, while you have your first two-way guard star in the last like 20 years in Anthony Edwards, who's probably not going to get the recognition simply because it's Victor Wembanyama's in the league as a big man who's not guarding the perimeter, who's not, and no offense to these big men, based on their body, I think it's a little bit easier to be that good at defense compared to totally guarding Kyrie Irving on the wing.
Well, I mean, they're both hard, right? I mean, what makes Rudy Gobert so good? And even Victor is like, they're able to do both in and out. But still, you're right. There should be a perimeter defensive player of the year, or perimeter defensive player of the year, and an interior defensive player of the year.
It's still they're harder asked to do guard different Kyrie. Things. It's still harder to guard Kyrie Irving than to protect the rim, for example.
Yeah, sure. But I'm not even going to, like, I don't know which one's harder. But my thing is more like, it makes sense because they're asked to do completely different things.
Well, I'll tell you which one's harder. It's the perimeter. That's why no perimeter players win the Defensive Player of the Year award.
Marcus Smart big won last year.
I get that. It's such a rare example, or two right? Years like. Right. Like, I think it was 2 years ago. And like, yeah. you rarely get like a Kawhi in there and a Gary Payton and a Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Like, LeBron James never winning a Defensive Player of the Year. The 1 year he really should have been, but they gave it to Marc Gasol. Like, that should be two separate awards.
Yeah. No, bro. I could not agree more with you that they should be two separate awards. Like, this is what it should be, but it's not. But, you know, we should petition the NBA for that. Like, I don't know who. Someone petition the NBA for me.
The good thing is, we give him flack sometimes, George, Adam Silver. He has a lot of pros and cons. Sometimes he's a little too much of a player's guy. Yeah. But one thing he's good at is sensing what people think should happen and trying that change, which
right.
I think if he starts to see on social media, on talk shows, like we should separate these awards into two, he's one of the only commissioners in pro sports that would say, oh, okay, next year we'll try that. Like, exactly. Make two awards.
Exactly. All right, Sammy, I agree with you completely. My opinion here is simple. I think we're going to start seeing more of a approach to where teams focus more on defense analytically, right? We had the era where analytics were just three-point shot, three-point shot, three-point shot, three-point shot, three-point shot. I think the next shift is going to be, let's focus on analytically on defense. I'm not saying teams focus on defense always, right? But I'm just saying, like, what's going to be the next hot topic is going to be defense.
I think it depends on the coach, too, and the players.
Yes.
I agree that there's going to start to go back. We're going to see less of the Mike D'Antoni offenses and less of the Daryl Morey built type of teams and start seeing more of these Minnesota Timberwolves type of teams.
Yeah.
And maybe a mix like a Boston Celtics type of team that kind of, you know, has some priority on offense and some priority on defense and building a well-rounded team. Even Jason Tatum said it yesterday. Everyone's like, oh, the Celtics were a super team this year. And he's like, we had two all-stars and, you know, like they're not like, I think they were built well-balanced. Mm-hmm. I think to your point, though, is people are going to look at two teams this playoffs, and you can guess who those two teams are. Let's see if you guess.
The Timberwolves and the Thunder that we're talking about, like, kind of opened the podcast.
I was going to say the Knicks, actually.
And the Knicks, too. Yeah, the Knicks are a great example as well.
Tom Thibodeau is the rare case, and I think Chris Finch right now with the Timberwolves is also a rare case of a coach that's like, you're going to play the amount of minutes I'm going to tell you, and you're not going to bitch about it, and you're going to play defense. And if you're not, you're not on our team. Josh Hart is succeeding for one reason. Josh Hart was a pretty borderline six-man type of guy his whole career. Now with the Knicks, he's like averaging 12 rebounds a game in the playoffs and popping off because he's the type of dude that a guy like Tom Thibodeau says, you play as many minutes as I say, and you give 110% at all times of the game. And I think to your point, whether it's analytics or it's just simply based on if you're a lazy player, your time in the NBA is going to start dwindling. One of the two is going to happen because we're seeing this playoffs. Teams that aren't as big names. I know that the Wolves have phenomenal talent, and I know that the Knicks have Jalen Brunson and other phenomenal talent, but they're not these super teams, and they're not these teams that, you know, have the LeBron, Curry, Durant on them, and they're showing that effort and defense can change the game.
Absolutely. Yeah, I totally agree with everything you're saying there.
But do you know what I mean? It might not be analytics. It could be either analytics or just that simple work really fucking hard.
Yeah, I mean, whatever it is, it's just going to be a nice little shift to focus because we have some good examples there of teams that need that have done it, and it's actually worked out pretty well.
It's working good. There are a lot of teams that might be making it to the conference finals.
Exactly. All right, Sammy. I hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy a lot of hoops. And in the meantime, I'm going to tell the folks, when you're not watching hoops, you can watch us here at Hoops on Tap. Go through our videos. We'll put up a video here on the screen while we're giving our outro. Click on it, watch it, enjoy it. My name is George on Tap, part of a Sports on Tap network. With me, as always, is my brother Sammy, Sammy on Tap. You can see all our links in the description below, my personal channel, Sammy's personal channel, and all our other sports channels. Make sure you like and subscribe. And Sammy, you know what we like to say?
Thanks for stopping by.